part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, and I said it before, Kevin, I'll say it again, that Lawrence O'Donnell over there at MSNBC, I just had to go lay down. I just had to go rest myself. I was traumatized. No, I'm serious now.
If you've just joined us, if the station that carries this show just tuned in.
I almost had to call.
In hour one.
An EMT.
Lawrence O'Donnell was caught on tape. Because he intended it to be that way. On his show on MSNBC this last week, threatening Tag Romney, say, if you want to take a swing at somebody, yeah, come take a swing at
calling
me.
Calling him out.
Yeah.
Calling him out.
Saying, you know, man, Tag.
Now, here's the thing. All the things that O'Donnell points out about, you know, Tag being, you know, wealthy and, you know, silver spoon in his mouth. If you look at O'Donnell's, you know, history. Now, I shouldn't say that.
He claims in that statement that he grew up in the tough part of Boston.
Yeah, he's a Southie. He's some kind of a Southie, you know, that's Roxbury, you know.
That's what he implies.
One of the roughest neighborhoods is Roxbury. Some guys I went to school with.
Like
in,
Night
in
at the Roxbury?
Were a tough area of Boston was Roxbury. And, you know, if you look at O'Donnell, like, went to an Ivy League school, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's like played basketball. It's like, what about this guy legitimately qualifies him to get up in front of a camera and actually bow up like that? I think it's a ratings ploy. It's got to be a ratings ploy.
Well, probably is.
No, but it's got to be because there's what's Lawrence O'Donnell going to do?
Well, but let me, but the point is not lost. That Obama supporters have threatened violence if Obama loses. And by the way, according to all the most recent polls, he is tanking.
Hello.
He is tanking.
I called it a long time ago, brother. Okay.
Anyway, I didn't say anything. Didn't say anything.
Listen,
you can't hear when I roll
my
eyes.
I'm no genius, but statistically and historically.
Well, no president would ever be reelected with his numbers.
Well,
but then
that's my point.
But then the polls have been so close for so long. You go, well, how come he has this Teflon that nothing else affects him? So anyway, by the way, we are doing this again this year. We have taken 1 year off from doing it. But something familiar to the longtime Baldwin McCullough listener is the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. This is where you win a chance to come spend a weekend in New York on us. You get to take in the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular, which looks to be as good as ever, if not better. You get to have a hotel, limo, meals all on us. Then you get to come and be in studio with us on a Saturday night in December while taking in the beauty of the most amazing city at the holiday season you've ever seen, New York. There's nothing else like it. And so we've been telling you, you need to register for this contest by sending us your name, address, and phone number to holiday@x3media.net, holiday@x3media.net. And we're going to draw a name here. In fact, we're going to draw the name of Greg McCollum. Like the senator from Florida, McCollum. Not to be confused with McCullough.
Hmm.
Totally different family.
Or O'Donnell.
No, we're Scottish. You guys are Irish.
Right.
Okay. We win our fights. You guys, you know, frustratedly fight amongst yourselves for most of history.
Keep going, please.
Freedom! Greg McCollum of Brentwood, Tennessee. Your name has been called. You have 10 minutes to dial us at 888-340-3373.
Is there a line available?
There may not be just yet. So let's take a call.
Yeah.
So let's take a call. Let's go to Angel in Council Bluff, Iowa, because she's been hanging on. He or she has been hanging on for a long time. Line 1, Angel, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi, this is Angel.
Yes.
It's actually a she, so.
That we'll see. The last time I saw Angel on our board, I called that person a she, and it was a guy.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm forever afraid of the name Angel.
I understand.
Okay.
Doesn't it seem like there's like a bullying tactic there with the, like maybe the, I don't know, it seems, because I know this is like in the, when I was working at a school in the first election in 2008.
Right.
And I was the only one that was Republican in the classroom. And they kind of were bullying me to try to change my opinion.
Of course they were.
Because they wanted me to vote for Obama.
Right.
So do you think...
And I didn't want to vote for Obama. So they would kind of use, like, they would kind of get to my... I mean, they didn't do physical violence at that time, but, like, they would kind of... I have special needs children, so they would kind of say, well, McCain's going to cut everything, and you're going to lose all your benefits, or... You know, your kids are going to suffer for it. And so it just, it's a bullying tactic. I mean, they want, you know, unfortunately, it's getting pretty violent.
But isn't that the same group of people that, like, just screams, seethes, tolerance
yeah.
all
well,
the
I mean,
time?
It's very hypocritical. I mean, it's, you know, this, you know, they talk about tolerance and, you know, people, you know, like, because that's, you know, and the teacher that I worked with was openly, you know, going against, you know, the Republican Party and teaching it in the classroom.
Yeah, which they're also not supposed to do, but that's...
It was really uncomfortable.
I can imagine. Well, good for you, Angel. So this time around, are you still in the same profession, or what are you doing now?
No, I was in a car accident a couple years ago, and so I'm unable to work now. But I miss it, but I don't miss some of the stuff that I had to deal with.
Sure, that makes sense. All right, Angel, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. 888-340-3373. And Greg McCollum of Brentwood, Tennessee, if you're listening, now's the time to call. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line 3. Marilyn, calling from the Bronx, New York. Hey, Marilyn. No, we don't have Marilyn. Line 2, Robert. Do we have line 2, Robert? Okay, let's go to line 2,
hey,
Robert.
Hello, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, I would like to share an experience with you. I'm a police officer in the state of New York, and I've actually come across the members of my community who expressed to me directly during conversation, nothing to do with crime-related, just speaking to the community, that they will, in fact, resort to violence, vandalism, rioting, protest, if Obama loses.
Were you in uniform when they told you this stuff?
Oh, absolutely. This is just passing conversations. It wasn't a direct threat of violence, but they're like, hell yeah, because if Obama loses, it's only because the election was rigged. There is no way he can lose. They truly believe that.
Wow.
And I feel it stems from once someone gets hope and they lose that hope, the only resort after that is violence.
Here's the problem, Robert, and I'm going to get in trouble for this. But
he
promised them, like, boatloads of hope, right? You know, elect me, I'm going to fill your gas tank and pay your mortgage and all the rest of the nonsense that they were. If there's one person that was the single reason why they don't have hope now, it's because of his crummy policies. Why aren't they tarring and feathering him and taking him up and down on 60 lashes?
I don't know, but they've expressed this. I'm a veteran also. I served a year in Iraq. I feel...
Thank you for your service.
The hope... No, thanks. Don't worry about it. It's just a job. It stems from... I think of, like, the soldier in the foxhole, and he's in enemy territory. And you have hope that you're going to have rescue soon, that your friends are coming. Once you lose that hope and rescue's not coming, all you can do is get out and fight to the end. And that's what I feel like it's resorting to. I would also like to say I've never met a violent Romney supporter, but in my experience with the 99%ers and Obama supporters, it's always threats of violence.
Well, you know what's interesting, Robert, and thank you for your call. The Tea Party, which I'm assuming most of them are going to go Romney, they were always accused of being hateful, racist, and violent because they They taped a videotape of one person having a gun at a tea party one time. You know, in the 5,000 tea parties that were held, there was one gun that showed up somewhere. Oh, tea party, they're all hateful, racist, bigots, violence, blah, blah. Then the Occupy movement comes along, and they're burning things down and, you know, punching police officers and raping people right. inside the Occupy camps.
Right.
And you never hear anything about that. But it was interesting that they said the Tea Party people, they're the violent, you got to watch those guys, dude. Tea parties would come in and parks would be cleaner when they left than when they got there. That's right. That's how weird that was. Anyway, so why? What causes this violence, this Obama support? Why is it that these people, that they feel necessary to go after those who disagree with them? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We want to know your thoughts on that. And we're coming right back. 888-340-3373. Greg McCollum, you've got about five more minutes. Greg McCollum, call now, 888-340-3373. Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,3530. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,7817, $889.08 for a half ounce, and $444.54 for a quarter ounce. $17,3530, $889.08, and $444.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA drops, the chemical-free superfood.
Is there an economic bomb about to go off? A financial volcano ready to sweep away your 401k, your IRA, your retirement plan, and wipe out every penny you have worked so hard to save? Did you know that if the nation of Greece declares bankruptcy, that more than $800 billion in U.S. monetary assets will be wiped out? Did you know that your investments, particularly long-term retirement investments, could be wiped out right along with them? Who do you call and where do you turn to find trusted information about the coming economic bomb that's about to explode? Kirk Elliott, Ph.D., is a trusted name in our household. He is America's financial doctor, literally, with his Ph.D. in economics. Kirk has produced a compelling, moving, and truth-telling documentary titled The Fuse Is Lit. And he's so concerned about your economic safety that he is willing to send you a copy of this documentary at no cost to you. Request your copy to this very limited supply, so you got to call right away. You can do so by going to KirkElliottPhD.com. That's two L's and two T's. KirkElliottPhD.com. Or by calling 866-211-8986. Again, the number 866-211-8986. Or for smartphone users, just text FUSE. Text F-U-S-E, FUSE, to 33938. Again, to 33938. All right, you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Speaking of FUSE, I think Lawrence O'Donnell's FUSE was a little short this last week. We'll get back to that in a second. I want to go to line two. Line two, is this Greg? Greg, are you there?
I am.
Is this Greg McCullum?
It is.
The Greg McCullum that lives in Brentwood, Tennessee.
The one and only.
Wow.
The one and only.
Well, Greg, tell me the third number of your address.
Six.
Greg McCullum, you have qualified yourself. You are now a finalist in the contest to win an all-expense-paid trip to New York City. You got to keep be listening in the weeks to come when we draw from the finalists. But you're the second finalist. Last week,
great
Patty Gale. This week, Greg McCullum. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. You listen every Saturday?
Just started a few weeks ago.
Well, I know you'll be listening the next several weeks now.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Greg.
See, that's how easy it is, friend. You could qualify as a finalist for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway, but you can't qualify if you're not registered, and you have to register by sending your name, address, and phone number to holiday@x3media.net, holiday@x3media.net. All right, we're talking about Lawrence O'Donnell, because he got all uppity and went after Tag Romney, who, when asked, and let me point out a difference between Tag's comment and Martin and Lawrence O'Donnell. I keep wanting to call him Martin O'Donnell. Why do I want to do that? Is it more Irish? I don't know.
It's more threatening.
I guess. Martin.
Marty O'Donnell. Watch it. Marty's coming.
Does have a bit more of an Irish flair to it, I guess. Marty. Tag, when Tag says what he says, it's because someone asked him the question.
Mm-hmm.
The question by the radio host was, how do you feel when the president stands there on national television? By the way, that's like 70 million people watching the debate versus the 1.5 million people that are watching Lawrence's show. But he says, how do you feel when your dad is called a liar by the president? And rather candidly, he says, well, it makes you frustrated. You want to get down there and take a swing at him, but there's Secret Service in the way, and, you know, that's what we signed up for. There's no way we should be doing that. And then Lawrence O'Donnell takes that response to a question that he was asked and goes on offense against Tag, saying, hey, you're mad because the president called your dad a liar? I've been calling your dad a liar the whole year. Come knock this battery off my shoulder.
Yeah.
That's basically what it reminds me of, that old commercial, that Rayovac or whatever. What battery was it? But, you know, the cowboy would always be like, knock this battery off his shoulder. Let's go to line three, Marilyn in the Bronx. Marilyn, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Yes, I have listened on and off for several years now. I listen to a wide range of political talk shows, left to right, and I would like to state briefly to begin that you have spent about an hour and more on the regrettable act of one person when there are so many important issues. The fact that so many people are out of work, their jobs shipped.
Marilyn, you don't find it the least bit curious that Obama supporters want to threaten violence if he loses?
This is one act, or rather one instance of someone saying something foolish, and then you...
Marilyn, we just had a New York... Marilyn, we just had a New York City police officer... We just had a New York City police officer tell us on this airwave, you heard it on this show just moments ago, telling us that he's had people in his precinct telling him on the street that if Obama loses, they're going to riot. You just heard a police officer.
One person. The thing is that...
No, it's not one person, Marilyn. It's people in New York City. It's people on the south side of Chicago. It's people in Philadelphia. It's people in... Do you know what Google is, Marilyn? Go use it. Look up riots if Obama loses and see how many news stories come back.
No. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, keep going, Marilyn. We're here.
Yes, the thing is that you take isolated instances and magnify them. The thing that
people.
I wanted to say, again, is that there are so many important issues. I, myself, I know many people on the left, and none of us would do such a thing. We are people who are well-versed from spending much time over the years and investigating and researching issues that matter to the majority of people, and as far as the 99% that are being spoken for by the Occupy movement, the people on the Occupy movement do not go around making threats, as you are just saying, or leaving.
Marilyn, can I ask you a question?
That's not true. Talk to some of the PDs.
This is a landline phone that I'm speaking on.
Okay, Marilyn, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you think President Obama's done a good job?
Has he done a good job?
Yeah. Yeah.
He has tried, but remember, at the beginning of his term, the people on the right who have...
The beginning of the term when he had control of the Senate and the House? That part?
Stand in opposition to him and make him a one-term president. He has faced opposition that...
No, Marilyn, forget the opposition. I'm just asking you, all things considered in your mind, do you think President Obama's done a good job?
He has been trying.
And Marilyn, my next question. In his trying, do you think spending...
He's been trying.
Right, but let me ask you another question. Do you think that he spent, by spending $5 trillion, do you think he did a good job when he did that?
When you refer to a figure like $5 trillion, you'd have to look at the fact that he...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men.
Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
2-1.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. And every single day, I'm getting wider and wider teeth. You know how? Not the Crest strips, not the pain. Not the trays, not the stuff that makes the teeth hurt, the gums ache. No, it's power swabs. It's 5 minutes. It's two swabs in 5 minutes, and it's two shades whiter after those 5 minutes. Kevin McCullough here saying I was on Fox News this last week on the Megyn Kelly Show, and that morning I stopped by the studio here, Stephen, just to grab some power swabs. I ran into the men's room. 2 minutes of the first one. 2 minutes of the second one. Let it rest for 30 seconds. I'm gone. Time I got to the studio. Beautiful white teeth. So much so that even some of the staff said, "Hey, I was watching you on Megyn. Did you get whiter teeth?" That's power swabs. And that's the power of it. 800-867-2176. It's risk-free. In other words, they guarantee results. 800-867-2176. And here's the best part. It works on every single surface. So if you've got replacement teeth, is that what you call them? Veneers, bonding, caps, crowns, anything. It works on all forms of teeth. and it takes 5 minutes. You get the yellow gone, you get beautiful teeth, and you should check it out. 800-867-2176 is Power Swabs. All right, I want to go back to the phones, and then I also want you to hear, for those of you that are just tuning in, you haven't heard the full tape of Lawrence O'Donnell. In fact, let's do that before we go back to the phones, because I want you to have the context of what we're discussing. Lawrence O'Donnell threatens Tag Romney by the following.
Mitt Romney's oldest son, Taggart Romney, was the guest of honor on a North Carolina radio show yesterday.
Okay, I'm going to ask something I know a lot of people want to know, or at least I do. What is it like for you to hear the President of the United States call your dad a liar? How do you react to that?
Well, jump out of your seat and you want to rush down the debate stage and take a swing at him. But you know you can't do that because, first, because there's a lot of Secret Service between you and him. But also because this is the nature of the process that, you know, they're going to try to do everything they can do to try to make my dad into someone he's not. We signed up for it. We got to kind of sit there and take our punches and then send him right back the other way.
Okay, Taggart. Let's have a little talk, just you and me, you. When I hear you talk about taking a swing and taking punches, why do I get the feeling that you've never actually taken a punch or thrown a punch? I didn't have that luxury in the part of Boston that I grew up in, but in your rich suburban Boston life, with your father filling $100 million trust fund for you, I don't know. I just get the feeling that things were kind of different for you. Now, I know you've got a lot to be pissed off at these days, starting with the name Taggart, which you've got every right to be wicked pissed off at for every day of the 42 years of your life. So let me try to help you deal with all this aggression you're feeling right now. You're mad at President Obama for calling your father a liar? Well, let's get something straight. He didn't call your father a liar. I did. The president just said that what your father said isn't true. I've been saying all year that your father is a liar. I've repeatedly said that your father lies and is trying to lie his way into the White House. So, you want to take a swing at someone for calling your old man a liar? Take a swing at me. Come on. Come on. And don't worry. There won't be any Secret Service involved. Just us. And I'll make it easy for you. I'll come to you. Anytime, anywhere. Go ahead, Taggart. Take your best shot.
Taggart. Okay, Taggart. Take your best shot. As he has his cameraman kneeling on his knees shooting the hero shot. People that don't know television, you'll know this. If the person shooting the camera and the person all of a sudden on camera looks really huge, like they're standing over you, that means the cameraman's down on his little knees, like shooting up from the floor. 888-340-3373. Line 1, BJ in Carson City, Nevada. Hey, BJ, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
For over 20 years now, I've listened to conservative talk radio. Not once have I heard any of the commentators make any threatening remarks like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any violent remarks. The thing is their side is panicking.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who's pissed off? It's them. And you know what? I've always heard, we have free speech in this country, but I've always heard that when you yell fire in a crowded theater, that's against the law.
Yep.
But man is crying, somebody get him. Somebody get him. That's what he's doing. He knows he's never going to meet this man.
That's interesting, BJ. Thanks for the call. You're actually saying that he's threatening Tag. We'll talk.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations. PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it CleanCreditBiz.com. CleanCreditBiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, CleanCreditBiz.com or 888-340-3373
and press 2.
CleanCreditBiz.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, thank you for being here. Every Saturday night, 9 to 11, it's always fun. Make your Saturday nights funner. Funner. Is that a word?
Funnerer.
More funnerer.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. I'm still cracking up at Marilyn. A couple of calls back.
Oh, I'm still cracking up at Lawrence O'Donnell.
Because no, according to Twitter, you're quaking in your boots.
Yeah, and if you really want to...
According
have
to Twitter, you're quaking in your boots at that Southie clown.
Go find.
He might bludgeon you.
Go find the video of Lawrence O'Donnell threatening Ted Romney, and I tell you right now, if you really want to have a good laugh, just watch it over and over and over again.
Yeah, and you can see that video on either Stephen or my Facebook page. Just look up Stephen Baldwin or Kevin McCullough on Facebook. Go to the fan page. We've got them posted on both pages. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Line 2, David is calling from New Jersey. And David, what we've asked people is, what is it about Obama supporters that causes them to disconnect, unplug from reality and from all forms of human decency? And they say they're going to riot and beat people up if Obama loses. And I think Lawrence O'Donnell's going to be leading the way out there. What say you?
Well, Kevin, I'd like to kind of go back to the narrative of these, you know, these networks. And even going back to the last weekend when Stephen was on the air and he was talking about, you know, when Donald Trump was being interviewed, the man sitting across from Donald Trump, and it's not Mr. Trump, let's talk about your show, and I understand that Donald Trump's very thorny as an individual, but still, yeah. It's immediately the left, like, attacking, like, being very aggressive. Historically, even back to Bush, you see Bush walk out during the Iraq War, and it's just attack, 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 attack on the person. It's an ad hominem of, there's no philosophical kind of discussion. It's just, I'm going to attack this individual.
What's the guy's name on today's show? The famous
Matt Lauer.
Yeah, Matt Lauer. That's, you know.
Matt Lousy. Lauer, sorry.
Yeah, and it's Lauer. We're there to, like, promote Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars.
And he wants to get...
And Lauer just, you know, like, you love Romney. He just says, like, you're a Romney supporter. Like, and, like, Trump's like, you know, like, can we talk about my show, please?
I just wonder if Trace didn't, like, lean over to Lauer at some point and go, son,
you don't
want to move this interview along?
Yeah, you don't want to know the conversation Trace and I had after that.
I'm sure. Trace is a big boy.
Extremely big.
And I just wouldn't want to make him mad.
No, I would not.
Which makes another reason why you should check out Celebrity Apprentice starting March of 2013.
Is that when it's coming out?
I think it is. So, David, so you're saying the media plays that narrative. Obviously, O'Donnell on MSNBC, that's completely home base for them. I mean, there is no presupposition of objectivity on that network at all. But he still felt perfectly willing to man up like this. What do you think?
That's what I want to know.
When you hear these people say, we're going to pound somebody's face in because they don't support the guy that we like.
When people lose their cool like that, I mean, it shows the lack of substance in their arguments.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
That makes us the nerds that have the substance.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we're right because, and if you follow our 14-point principle, then you'll understand that all of logic brings you to a conservative conclusion. That's how the media views us, but we can pretty much put, you know, coherent thought after thought after thought. We don't have to do things like, I don't know, get a debate moderator to cheat for us in the middle of, you know. Get the transcript, Candy. Get the transcript. You want to repeat that again, Candy? Candy Crowley? Yeah, girl. You my girl.
Listen, after Lawrence O'Donnell, don't even get me started about Candy Crowley.
Let me be clear. By the way, weirdest thing I saw this last week. I found this old video of Obama giving a speech from his first campaign back in 08, and he was at an all-ministers conference that was all, like, African-American ministers.
Mm-hmm.
You should have heard the affected dialect that he had
in that setting.
But no, it was the most pronounced hoodism I had ever heard. Like, I mean, he was inner-city, uneducated, street thug,
sure,
black man,
sure,
in this place. And then he comes, you know, to the TV cameras the next day. He goes, yes, well, you see, the theory of the postulation is that we will, like, you're like, what are you doing? Can't you just be yourself? Whichever person that is, can't you just be that person all the time?
Yeah.
Line 3, Joe in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, Lawrence O'Donnell calling out the Romney boys. That's the bravest thing I've ever heard. I mean, it really is.
Well, you know what's really classic about this? The truth,
I bet you Ted Romney would just slap Lawrence O'Donnell around like there's no tomorrow.
Well, let me put it this way. There'd be a new definition for the phrase, funny? Eat his lunch.
No, listen.
But wouldn't it be funny?
Stephen Baldwin in, I say, a cage match. Stephen Baldwin and Lawrence O'Donnell.
I appreciate that, brother, but I'm not even going there because you know what I've learned?
What's the last call with Marilyn? With Marilyn, his corner woman over there. What's the last call you had? Marilyn.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I've learned. You know, there's people who have really, you know, scrapped in their past, and when you get to be a certain age, you get to a certain point. You learn that, like, when you're real about that part of your DNA, you don't have to go and do what... I think it's a total ratings ploy. And on that level, if that's true, by Lawrence O'Donnell, and if that's true, I mean, wow. I mean, how bummed are we all for Lawrence O'Donnell?
And, yeah, his job's going to... He's going to hate his job in the next few months. Joe, thanks for the call. Here's the thing, and this is just pure playground here. The Lawrence O'Donnells that pull that kind of stuff, hey, you want a piece of meat? Come get it.
Yeah.
If you have to advertise it that much, you just don't have it.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying.
I mean, if you got to put it that far out there that you're using a network news channel
unbelievable
to do your thing from behind the camera of, I mean, it's one thing if he really had moxie. Show up in Massachusetts when Tag's home from
Maxie.
Campaigning. Walk down the sidewalk and say, "Hey, Tag, I'm gonna step into the back alley here." I mean, if he really was gonna do that.
Well, you know, and the thing is when I didn't see it before the show. I'm glad.
Hold that thought. Coming right back. It's Baldwin McCullough.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan, everything you have worked to earn in your entire life.
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
KirkElliottPhD.com. KirkElliottPhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's Baldwin McCullough.
Ricky. 60 million children who do not have mommies or daddies will go to bed hungry tonight. Most of them will not have eaten in 72 hours. This holiday season, as you gather around your holiday table, where will these children be? $92 will feed them this Christmas and for the entire year to follow. That's just 25 cents a meal. And it includes vitamins, probiotics, and enzymes necessary for these children who are malnourished to begin to heal, not just be fed. 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948. Every 90 seconds, another orphan dies. But this Christmas, you can give them the gift of life. Give now at dogood.com. That's dogood.com. Or call 800-503-1948. Save a child this Christmas. Dogood.com.
It's so important. And, you know, we started this campaign back in the summer, and it was called 2012 and 2012. And because of you and your faithfulness and your willingness to help those that are in need, we fed over 4,500 children now. And we're just going to keep on going all the way through Christmas, and we want to save as many as we can. So $92 feeds a kid for Christmas and the entire coming year. Would you consider doing it? Dogood.com or 800-503-1948. Stephen and I both believe in saving these kids who have nobody else.
And so, we want to thank all of you out there listening to Baldwin McCullough for helping us reach that amazing number of 4,500 kids. Think about that.
How many can we reach before the end of the year?
And you guys did that, and we couldn't have done it without you. So we thank you, and we're grateful.
Line one, Annie in the Bronx.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Baldwin McCullough. Go right ahead.
I'll be very quick here.
Oh, goodness. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I think that he is very exemplary of somebody who's so divisive. I'll use myself as an example. I'm the flip side coin of the others. I can't stand the side of him, but that's because he represents to me everything that I fear and loathe in the era of Obama that I feel that I may lose. For others that have a different view, he represents the uninhibited. I mean, you know, anything goes, and anything morally, economically, they think that he's going to be the answer, he's going to redistribute, and they place so many illusions and hopes and dreams on him that even if he's a disappointment, it's almost impossible for them to take it back. They'd rather be deluded and say, well, there's still a possibility. If we just give him more time, I'm sure that he can make these things come true. They're too invested, you know. So that's my opinion.
All right, Annie. Thank you for your cogent
and
opinion.
As I was going to say there, Kevin, you know, I'm glad I didn't hear that Lawrence O'Donnell thing, because when I first started hearing, I'm thinking, is this like a Matt Damon monologue from Good Will Hunting?
He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Have a great
good
week.
Night.
Make it easy for you. I'll come to you anytime, anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.